David Bevan on 891 AM Digital Radio and the ABC Listen app.
Earlier this week, we were talking to Matt, and Matt had a problem with his wife's driver's license because the house was broken into and the driver's license was taken. And then later, they'd found that the details for that license had been altered. And he said, you won't believe how easy it is to change somebody else's driver's license details. Anyway, so a lot of interest from many of you about that issue, and then things got sort of blown away by submarine decisions. But Matt is back on the line to tell us how this has been resolved. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, David.
Matt, now, I've got the story right, hasn't it? It was your wife's driver's license and your house. You tell the story again.
Okay, so early July, our house was broken into, and they stole. They took my wife's wallet and purse, and a bunch of her sort of heirloom family jewelry. We at that time sort of did the thing that everybody would do. You put your insurance in for the lost property, you cancel your credit cards, you notify the police, and you sort of start that process. We really then sort of stopped thinking about it, because at that time we had figured, well, you know, my wife then obviously applied for a replacement driver's license and a replacement Medicare and all those sort of official documents, and we just assumed that everything would be fine. Mid-August, well, I should say actually last Saturday, we went to sell our family caravan in order to upgrade, and part of filling out that paperwork was to put my wife's driver's license on it. And we noticed at the time that her address on her driver's license had been changed. And so that then started us basically down this road. And that was mid-August, the address changed. And then they started, whoever owned the address, the license now, started to apply for Vodafone, Optus, OpenPay, et cetera, all of these online financial instruments and, you know, accounts and whatnot. And they effectively racked up about $80,000 worth of debt, I suppose, in the end. And because what it comes down to is, if somebody holds your driver's license in their hand, they effectively have enough information on it to impersonate you, I suppose, to those other companies. So, for example, if you go and try to rent a car, is the easiest example. They'll usually take a copy. They'll take your driver's license and they'll go off and they'll copy it. And what they're also doing is they're using that 6 alphanumeric client ID to run a credit check on you to make sure that, yes, you know, Matt or Lucy, they do actually have the credit rating. They can go and buy a Mazda or a Porsche or a BMW or what have you. And so they automatically know that, yes, your credit is good or your credit is bad. What they're then able to do is, if you go to OpenPay or you go to, you know, Wiser Financial and say, hey, here's my driver's license and my address is now in Hackham and, you know, my name is actually Lucy, they'll just take that driver's license, they'll run it and go, oh, look, yeah, Lucy can handle $60,000 worth of debt and we'll just assign it to her with no secondary checks.
So after now, raising these issues, what happened?
So when we had discussed with you and when we found this, what we found is that you could get onto the EasyReg SA website, and assuming that you had held somebody else's driver's license, you could change the address on that driver's license to anything you wanted simply by clicking a link. Now, we had a conversation, or I should say I had a conversation with you on Tuesday morning, I believe, and by noon, the link on the EasyReg website had been disabled.
Really?
And by about 3 o'clock that afternoon, the link has completely disappeared. So Service SA, EasyReg, I guess, have removed that loophole, as near as we can tell, from the EasyReg website completely. So it appears from that point of view that loophole is now closed. Personally, on the other hand, there has been no resolution for Lucy or myself. Her paperwork to get a new license ID number is still outstanding. So effectively, somebody still holds a copy of her driver's license and likely has requested a change of address to get that actually changed to something else.
Okay. So it appears as though the state government has recognized there's a problem with this website because it was disabled and then removed that option, which would prevent this from happening again, or at least has put the matter on hold until they work out what to do next.
Yes.
But that hasn't helped you.
Not at all. And so there's I guess, us. There's also, I think, after being on your show and then my wife being on Channel 10, a lot of people have reached out and said, hey, this happened to us. And we've, you know, this happened to us 8 years ago. So the government, they've known about this issue for a very long time. And we've had it sort of unofficially from other sources that, yes, this has been a known issue that has basically simmered in the background. Customer Service 101, nobody's reached out. There's been no official or even unofficial, hey, services, hey, you know, pick up the phone, give us a call. You have my wife's paperwork. I don't know that there would have been too many Lucy's applying for a change of client ID number in the last week.